Jessica Yorko. She's a member of the Atlantic City Council. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. I am great. How's the family?
Excellent. Just doing my morning thing, having my coffee, packing my lunches.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Been there and done it. As a matter of fact, we got the system down. We get that stuff done at night. So
I like it to be fresh.
Yeah.
I want to be really fresh.
You know, my wife does all that stuff the night before, and then she says the same thing about the sandwiches. I say, make the sandwiches now. It'll be easier. Well, no, we'll get out the cereal bowls and the toast and all that and get that ready, and we'll put the juice boxes and all that stuff in, but we'll wait for the sandwiches, and I guess it's a mom thing.
I hear that. I totally hear that.
All right. We're always looking for the love on the Lansing City Council, and it seems to be it seems to be a divided council again, as you guys can't even decide who's going to be your leader. What in the heck's going on?
Yeah, that you don't, like Aylin said, I think she was quoted in the City Post last week, you don't know until you get in there what's going to happen. There was some talk circulating that someone might nominate Brian Jeffries. I knew that I would be nominating Kathy Dunbar. She has served as vice president for the last 2 years, and there's a longstanding history that the vice president is sort of in training for president. She conceded the position of president last year because everyone was pretty happy with the system that they'd been practicing with Aylin president and Kathy vice president. Kathy said, you know, I'd like to take a crack at it next year. So we went in and we made our nominations, and we had 3 or 4 recesses for discussion. The only compromise that was put on the table for the Jeffries caucus was that they would, you know, what they did was they went to Tina Houghton and asked her, would you vote for Jeffries if we make you vice president? And she said, you know, her son was hit by a car over the summer and has had to relearn how to walk and everything. And she has still maintained her duties as a council member and her position, her other job and her family. So, you know, she's done a great job considering the tragedy that her family's gone through. And she ended up actually saying, I can't do it. Kathy Dunbar and Brian Jeffries met over the weekend. They met Saturday morning, and she laid out a scenario where she would put in writing an agreement predetermined with him on committee assignments. The ability to get business done in the city is all about what the city council puts on their meeting agendas. If the president of the city council won't put an item on the agenda for the full council, we can't act on it. And if a committee chair won't put items on an agenda, we can't act on it. The snow removal ordinance, the year I started in 2010, was stalled that entire year because Eric Hewitt would not put it on the agenda. It was only through some work behind the scenes that, you know, it was really difficult for us to finally get that thing on the agenda. And it was a thing between a vice chair and myself. So those committee assignments are so important, and you have to work cooperatively on those. The year I came in, I think that Jeffries, Wood, and Hewitt, you know, they did the committee assignments, and I think that was sort of an agreement behind closed doors type of thing, and I was so lucky. I got assigned to, like, 6 committees, which is unheard of. So that proposal that Councilmember Dunbar proposed to Councilmember Jeffries Saturday morning was rejected. We regrouped and presented another compromise, a sort of shared power agreement in writing. It was delivered to Wood, Jeffries, Washington, and Quinney yesterday, and we have not heard back yet, but I'm very hopeful. I feel like we said, okay, you know, then like let's do another round and see how to make this a truly cooperative, shared power, work together. I'm hopeful, as I always am. I'm very hopeful.
What's keeping this deal from getting done and city council from getting done? This is just a question that I have. Is it because people are anti-Verge, or are they just to have a difference of opinion? It seems like we have, do we have a progressive versus old guard, growth versus no growth, or is it just an anti-Verge sentiment?
Well, the reason that I think we need Kathy in there in, as president this year is not only that it's her turn, but also her and Alan have done a tremendous amount of work with our council office and our staff and the meeting procedures and trying to bring more civility to the meetings. And Alan really took a hard line and said, you know, we need civility, we need order, we need systems and procedures, we have a new office manager, we need not have so much chaos. They have, because you can't be cooperative and get things done and work together in a chaotic environment. And they've done such a great job of bringing more order to our meetings and our office. So there's that piece. And the other piece, you know, like I said, is getting those things on the agenda. I'm just going to put it right out there. October, Davenport University. I came on your show and talked about that. We didn't even get to have their public hearing to hear about their proposal because we had Brian Jeffries, Carol Wood, Eric Hewitt, Derek Quinney vote no on setting a public hearing. That does not build my faith in their ability to put things on the council agenda that will move business forward.
Well, I gotta tell you, Jessica, I'm hurt. I've lost a lot of sleep over the fact that our radio program here in the morning seems to be rejected and ignored by the males on the Lansing City Council. I cannot get Mr. Quinney, Mr. Hewitt, Mr. Jeffries. Maybe they don't like me. They don't return phone calls. They don't return emails. As a matter of fact, Jeffries and Hewitt have never been on the program, and we try almost weekly. I don't know if they don't have the courage. I don't know why they're afraid. Do you think that City Council has an obligation to talk to the media? Maybe if not me, but to other members of the media, because I've heard the same thing from them, like Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter and from the City Pulse.
Oh, I had no idea that there might be like a male-female thing going on. That's interesting. I have no idea. I mean, I would think they would all be comfortable going on the radio and talking to news folks because it kind of comes with the job. I think that it's important to keep the public updated on what we're doing in this process, because the news that, you know, was put out there last week was, oh, another deadlock, another 4-4, why can't this council get along? I want it to be very clear that our ability to get along is not for not trying. I mean, my bulk of my weekend was spent talking with colleagues and figuring out, okay, how do we give something? I mean, compromise is about giving something up. How do we give something up? Okay, that's rejected. How do we give something else up and protect the city?
All right, well, maybe you can help me. You couldn't help me with that, darn it. Maybe you can help me with this when it comes to the mayor. The mayor hasn't been on this program in quite a while now. All the other heads of staffs, heads of departments, they come on the program. They're fantastic. But Randy Hannon, who is the chief of staff, we can't get him to return emails or phone calls. The mayor won't do the same. So this is obviously a male thing, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, if I've, you know, got to put...
Why don't I ask around for you if you'd like me to do that? Maybe it's a timing thing. Maybe they don't like to talk early.
For a year, I'm going to start having Brittany track these folks down. Yeah, what's going on?
Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. I'm sure you didn't do anything wrong.
Well, yeah.
I can't say that for certain. But
what we do find a challenge, because we get lots of emails and phone calls on this, is, you know, with the recent election and a little bit of new blood coming on the council, we just thought that the working environment, okay, we got a fresh start. You know, as an LCC guy, I went there. Wife went there, but I would have liked to have seen Davenport stay here. And it appears that they said, the heck with it. We'll take our money and our college somewhere else, but it still seems like we're spinning our wheels.
Again, and I had not made a decision about their dynamic. It sounded like complicated. I would want to protect LCC. I would want to encourage Davenport to continue being part of our community. We didn't even get that opportunity. It's like the shutdown, the smackdown, like, okay, you're done. You're out of there. We don't need to hear from you anymore. That kind of bothers me. I want to continue the discussion and find shared solutions.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a little powwow here, I think, at the radio station, and we'll have coffee and brownies, and we'll just hug, and we'll get all eight members and the mayor, and we'll see if we could find
some... Speaking my language, Tony.
Well, we'll see what happens tonight, Jessica. We'll be watching.
Keep the good vibes going for us. Pray that everyone can find their best self, and... I hate compromise. I hate giving things up. And I really do, but you have to. You have to give some things up to get to an agreement.
Jessica Yorko is a Lansing City Council member, and we'll see what happens tonight. Thanks, Jessica.
All right, have a great day. Bye.